The son, and we not only have his death in the following verses, we have his birth right in verse 2. He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a suckling child. He would be one who would be there so very, very humble. He would know vulnerability. He would know the weeping of Rachel's children. He would know what it was to be outside of the realm of feeling absolutely unmolestable. He was the one who was vulnerable, who came. What is more vulnerable than a baby of man? You know, you got puppies and you've got, you know, you take a little, I don't know if you've seen this, I'm sure. You take a horse that I think they call it fouling a colt. I don't know. Maybe that seems right to me right now. But the idea is that little colt comes out and he's all shaky, but almost immediately that colt gets up on you. Not again. Some of y'all still have it. You know, I mean, no end. But the idea is that a baby is so... Consider, you know, no crying he makes in our hymns. We like the nostalgia of a perfect baby, but I'll tell you what, when he was wet, he cried, and he said, I'm sinful in his pride. He was never sinful in his behavior, for he who knew no sin became sinful. Well, sure, Jesus never, ever sinned one child. He was the perfect baby, but that does not mean he would be the baby that when she, Mary, would kiss his face, it would dawn on her because she would forget. She was so human, but it would dawn on her. She was kissing God. Wow. When you take your babies in your arms and you're holding them, and the vulnerable little child is there in your arms, remember that our babies are kissing God. And you can revel in that. You want to stop in that season. And he came like that. The Bible says he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. Now what's interesting about this is under these rumors, the rumors were that he would be in fact born. And it says, he says in Isaiah earlier in the book, I think it was 21 or 22, second thing, has it ever been heard such a thing that a woman shall encompass her shoes and a child? And the child would be had by the that this, and we actually noted the second half of the passage, but Eve was told in the curse that contained in child she brings forth. They called him Cain. And you know, we all look at Cain and it's like thinking of the name Judas. You know, there's a really kind of a cloud over the name. But in their day, we have old or whatever. We don't know how old he was. And she thought, I had acquired a man. He'd be the Savior. From then, that day forward, women always were hoping to be the one who would be saved. Out of a dry ground as well, not only as a tender plant, a nursing child, if you will, but also as a root out of all kinds of testimony throughout the scripture. Always going to be having a person to sit upon his throne. But every a legitimate legitimate king anymore to sit on the throne. When Nehemiah and Ezra came back and they rebuilt the walls and they set up the kingdom, everybody said, yeah, Nehemiah's down there reigning as a king. He said, I had no king. In fact, he left after a season and went back and served as a cupbearer of the king. Persons it might have been, but the point being is there he was. He was still that humble guy who was willing to hold the king's cup. Even after he did a great work. Really a king. In fact, by the time through the times of Christ, the king, the rightful heir, Joseph, is a mere carpenter with rough hands and a real low income, and he can't even afford a proper offering when he goes in to offer the proper offering for the child. He goes in with two doves because he can't afford, you know, all the big stuff because he's living on a fixed income. And he was the king. He was the rightful heir. It was all but he was all but totally obscure. As far as the line, nobody was thinking about Joseph. And you know what's funny? Is that in those rabbinical temple archives, every one of those Pharisees, when Jesus arrives on the scene, they know who he betrayed by. They know he's the king. And yet, who has believed? Okay. They didn't want this. Now, I'm afraid today that sometimes we don't want the Savior. We need to fight. With these fishers and men. You know what that means? It means you're gonna... I like that bumper sticker I saw one time. It says, the more people I meet, the more I love my dog. And that's what people think. Because we're all about... very passage in Isaiah 53, the Bible says we all can be saved as well. That's what happens by sin. And when God comes in and brings you back to the way of heaven, that's the new heart. And if we all as others and begin to care about them and so on, there may be something missing here. Because when Christ comes in, the Bible says that the love of Christ is spread abroad. And we do not give. So we say we love, and we do not serve. We say we love. We love. Listen to this. The view that likes him. No, it's not. What moment? You still like him. That whole tree had been shot down with pinpoint accuracy, yet there's a sprout, and there it is, and it's Jesus. King. He's just a humble baby, doesn't even have a real crib. They even have an audience with me. They wouldn't have a meeting with me. When I think of Jesus coming at that low level, says that he grow up as a root out of dry ground because it's that he hath no form nor comeliness. Prone to deal with the idea of his outward appearance. Now, we don't have any records of Jesus. But there's a reason why God didn't give up. Only words that the man is here. And neither one of them can get totally absorbed into our mind because we're so finite. He was as much God as if he was man, he was as much man as if he were not God, and here he is. And he had no form, no shape. The desire and the whole pictures of our Lord, whether he was as an infant or a man, he always had a halo. They always want to make him above us in a sense, but he said, I want to get below you. And so what he does is to emphasize the point that he dies. And before he dies, what he does is he gets on his knees. He actually gets himself down, bare-chested and bare-legged, and indignant as he was, it would be a startling to all of us, most of all people. So the whole idea is, if he was willing to, he was willing to, he was. And the Bible says if you look at him on the street, you look at him in the center, there's nothing to make. One person come up with a Publius Lentulus. Men like to deify the beautiful. Men like to deify. is in one account of some obviously not authoritative realm, you realize this is right in keeping with every picture you've ever seen of the Lord Jesus. Now, the Bible says he has no son. It's because this is the only some part of that century is one that is clearly not accurate. No, it says he has no form. The word comeliness is the word ornament. In other words, he had no majestic appearance. You know, he laid aside in what is called the kenosis, the emptying of it.